On May 21st at the Palace Theater in Albany, New York, the Empire State Youth Orchestra will come together to celebrate Music Without Borders as ESYO's Chime Kids takes to the stage for their first ever public concert alongside the Empire State Wind Orchestra and the signature Empire State Youth Orchestra. Music can transcend the boundaries between communities. With the launch of Chime last year, at no time in their history has ESYO made the benefits of music more readily available to children from all walks of life. Chime provides free, daily, and intensive music instruction to 40 Capital Region children living in some of the region's most economically disadvantaged areas, giving kids access to a transformative music education experience that they certainly will carry with them for the rest of their lives. The evening begins with the celebration of youth at 5:30 and will be followed by a concert beginning at 7:30. Here to tell us more are Empire State Youth Orchestra music director and conductor Helen Chapiot and the Empire State Youth Orchestra's Chime program director and conductor John Connolly. Hello.
Good morning. Hello. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here, and it's wonderful to hear of all the good things that you continue to do within the organization. I know we have talked about this Chime program, but let's talk a little bit about how this whole Music Without Borders program became a part of this.
Yes, you know what? We kind of coined that theme for this, our final concert of this season, and we have over 200 musicians taking that stage at Palace Theater. So we have, you know, Chime students and then about 60 wind orchestra members and over 100 musicians in the youth orchestra. And you know, Youth Orchestra is going to Portugal at the end of June for our tour this year. And so we were thinking about what are some of the boundaries when we talk about music making. Sometimes socioeconomic boundaries are there where young kids are not being exposed to music outside of school or even within school these mm-hmm. days. And so breaking that socioeconomic barrier, opportunities, as well as taking our music, American music, across to Portugal and exchanging and playing their music. What you just heard at the introduction of our program here was Santos's music called Three Symphonic Sketches. And that's one of the pieces that Youth Orchestra will perform this coming Saturday. So breaking barriers, but also building bridges. I think that's really part two of that. So not just kind of it's all available to all, but also how do we come together to make music together? So that's what we are really looking forward to this Saturday.
So before we talk about the Chime program specifically, give us a sense and talk to John. Give us a sense, Helen, of how that program came to be and why you felt it was necessary to bring it to fruition.
Yes, you know, in this capital region, we have a lot of students who are actively engaged in music making, and a lot of them do take private lessons starting, you know, fourth grade or even younger. However, we notice that it's not a fair game for some. It has a direct impact on most underserved communities where music education is something of a luxury, something that's extra that you have to do outside of school in order for you to excel. So we wanted to really make sure that those kids who are interested in and don't even know if they would like to participate in the music program because they were never really introduced to it at a young age. So Chime program began just past October. And, you know, we are so blessed to have John Connolly be the program director and working every day with our wonderful 40 young musicians. And John can tell you every day they get better and better, and not just musically, but as a student, as a person, the transformation is remarkable.
They grow up.
They do indeed. And it's been an absolute pleasure for me to witness that change over such a short period of time. In the UK, I was a part of a similar movement, and the progress we've made in this program has well surpassed that. It's been a pleasure not only to see the musical progress, which has been astounding, but also the behaviour. There's been a number of children which presented very challenging behaviour at the start of the program. The those children who were invested and were ready to excel and take on the challenge that we were presenting are the ones that have really changed that behaviour, and they've really embraced the programme, and it's those children that this programme is really going to serve.
And does each student have kind of a roadmap of what you want them to accomplish, or is it a group idea of what you want to see at the end?
It's very much a group idea. The whole idea behind the STEM Inspire program is that we are working as a team. A lot of music education across the world is very focused on the individual. What can you do? How do you excel? We are very much focused on how can we excel? How can we grow as a team? And how can we achieve that goal together? And that is reinforced in our structure of our program. We have a daily ensemble. We do have small group lessons to support them individually, but the overall goal is together.
In that idea of doing this together, so do you all look at this, Helen, as one thing, or do you see it as separate programs and separate practices that you're doing throughout?
Yeah, I think it's a family. If you think about a family, like our Chime Kits are kind of the youngest siblings, and so whenever there is a new baby being born into a family, there's a huge excitement from the older siblings and the parents and grandparents, you know, extended family.
Sure.
And so I think that's where the excitement is. And we are committed to supporting and being that community that's going to make sure that they're every day succeeding in what they're doing, meaning, you know, we will do all we can to support them. And so the youth orchestra students, who are probably the oldest sibling of this unit, they have the opportunity to be big brothers and big sisters and have a mentorship. So we have three students who have actively volunteered every week to go and have hands-on experience and one-to-one lessons and being a supporting kind of a member of their string ensemble work as well. And so on this Saturday on Palace Theater, you will see the Chime Kits take the stage all by themselves under the direction of John. And you'll see a couple adults, some of the teachers, as well as the youth orchestra mentors supporting them. And they're going to perform four pieces. And then more of the youth orchestra string players, the big brothers and sisters, will come and hover over them and sit with them and side by side, sharing the same music stand, to play four more pieces together, and we'll kind of build up. So then you'll see this big family. And then the Empire State Youth Orchestra Wind Orchestra, under the baton of Dr. Robert Hansborough, will take the stage to play this awesome wind orchestra band sound that's just going to ring the walls of Palace Theater. And then second half, the youth orchestra will take the stage, and we actually have something really exciting going on too. Second half will be world premiering a piece that we commissioned for our tour to Portugal. And we commissioned a composer named Clint Needham. And he is not new to this area. Albany Symphony has commissioned him several pieces in the past 3-4 years. So he's coming back to this region with a new piece for SEO called Free Radicals. And we can talk more about that. But he's going to be in presence at the concert to talk about the piece. And we will be taking that on the road and premiering it in 4 different cities in Portugal. And young American composer with a whole bunch of young American youth playing a piece that represents kind of free radicals, meaning biologically, you know, that's the molecules that kind of works on its own, not paired. But whenever you come in contact with them, there is a chemical reaction that happens. So it's we're looking at it as our youth here in America individually are working as these molecules that will come in contact with the world and make a positive change out in the world. So that, and then we play a piece by Santos, which is a wonderful symphonic sketches. And then we'll end the program with American composer Gershwin's Cuban Overture. So we are 200 musicians performing for over, you know, hour and a half. And then at the end, you're going to see the Chime Kits coming back on the stage, along with Wind Orchestra. And all 200 musicians will give you a treat of your lifetime.
And I was going to ask you just how incredible it is, an opportunity for these kids to be on the stage of this beautiful, incredible Palace Theater and what that's like.
Right.
But then to then know that, oh, the next stop is to take it on the road to Portugal, which is really what an opportunity.
Right. So that's a different kind of set of boundaries or, you know, the going international. You know, our kids on the internet, they are global citizens already.
Sure.
So physically going there and actually come in contact with people of different nations. I think that's a must experience if we can give it to our kids. And I'm hoping that our Chime kids will work their way up as they grow and seeing their big brothers and sisters going abroad and have the dream, I want to do that, and, you know, and work really hard and achieve that.
It is the Chime program, and so you're excited, you're ready, the kids are ready?
The kids have been working incredibly hard. We work 2.5 hours 5 days a week, and that is a challenge for them, but they have overcome that challenge, and we're really starting to polish these pieces now to get the quality, not just the quantity of their playing. And it's really fantastic to see their excitement and their growth with the overall goal of this Palace Theatre on Saturday.
Well, it's a celebration of youth, and it all begins at 5:30. You can find out more information by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. There is a link which is posted along with this very interview. And it's a great pleasure to have you both here. And congratulations on the wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you very much for having us.
Great pleasure. Again, music director and conductor Helen Chapio is here, and the Chime program director and conductor John Connolly. Congratulations. And give our best to the kids.
We will.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.